And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up tomorrow, Saturday, May 11th, at the University Center here on the campus of LSUS, is Indian Nights 2013, featuring a wonderful concert and then a spectacular dinner and also a celebration of Indian culture. And here to talk with me about this is Sanjay Menon. He's the Associate Professor of Management and Marketing and also the Director of India Studies here at LSUS. Sanjay, thanks.
Pleasure
for
to be
in.
Here, Bill.
So this looks like an exciting concert. I'm looking forward to it. Tell us what you've got on store for everybody out there.
It is a very exciting concert and an opportunity for our local area residents to experience the very best of Indian classical music. And what is special about it is that it is what is known as a jugalbandi or a duet performance. So it is you can hear both Hindustani and Carnatic classical music traditions at the same time, which is very rare.
And these are like the two major musical, I guess, traditions within Indian music. And the Carnatic music is music primarily associated with South India, is it not?
That's correct. And as you can imagine, because of the geography of it, North India has many influences coming from Persia and other parts of Central Asia through the Northwest. So Hindustani music has some influences from those regions, meaning Persia and Central Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Carnatic music, because it was in the peninsula, sort of more insulated, it is it doesn't have those types of influences and is a little bit more structured.
Okay. And are there particular instruments? I mean, most people, when they think of Indian music, think of the sitar, but there's a whole range of other instruments. Are there particular instruments specifically associated with Hindustani music and then those associated with Carnatic music?
No, you're right. There are some instruments that are specifically or most traditionally associated with Hindustani music. For example, you mentioned the sitar. Another example is the sarod.
Mm-hmm.
The sarod is a fretless version, if you may, of a sitar type instrument.
Okay.
And that is a Hindustani classical music instrument, and it's going to be featured in this concert. On the other hand, a veena, which is also a stringed instrument, similar to the sitar, is a typical South Indian Carnatic music instrument. And the chitraveena is a variation on that, which is a fretless version of the veena, and which could be played with a slide, like you play a slide guitar.
And so on this concert, we're going to actually have the battle between the chitraveena and the sarod and the jugalbandi as
correct,
part of
exactly
that.
Correct, exactly right.
And can you tell me a little bit about the performers? These are some top-notch players you've got coming in.
Yes, the person or the artist playing the chitraveena is Chitraveena Ravi Kiran. He was born N. Ravi Kiran, but since he is a master of the chitraveena, he now is known as Chitraveena Ravi Kiran.
Okay.
And he was actually a child prodigy, and he comes from a distinguished lineage of musicians. And he is actually somebody who has invented his own variation of the chitraveena. It's called the Navachitraveena.
Mm-hmm.
So he's an accomplished person, and it's a real treat to have him here in Shreveport.
And he's actually considered like the Mozart of Indian classical music.
That's correct.
Over 600 compositions to date.
His own compositions, mm-hmm. and in every time signature or thala.
And joining him on stage is going to be another master, and this is a sarod player, Rajiv Taranoff.
Yes.
And now, doing a little research, he actually studied with Ustad Ali Akbar Khan, who is the master.
Absolutely.
So we've got on stage two of probably the most stellar performers out there in Indian music today, and they're going to be joined by two other superb musicians as well.
Right. They're going to be accompanied by Abhiman Kaushal on the tabla.
Mm-hmm.
He's also an accomplished tabla player in his own right, and he currently teaches at a university in San Francisco area. We also have Sri Lakshmanan. He's going to be playing a percussion instrument called the mridangam, which is typically associated with Carnatic or South Indian music, while the tabla is typically associated with North Indian classical traditions.
Now, this is a fundraiser for the Indian Studies program. Right. So part of this is you're going to have a nice social hour and cocktail hour, and then dinner coming up afterwards as well.
Yes, this is a chance for people to experience the food of India as well. We're going to have appetizers and cocktails followed by the concert. And immediately following the concert, we're going to have a lavish dinner, a typical Indian spread, which I think would be very enjoyable.
And what else do you think folks need to know about this extravagant event?
Well, one thing that music lovers would appreciate is that Indian classical music follows a raga system, a very melodic type of music. But even though the music will follow the structure of a particular raga or a particular sequence of notes, there is a lot of room for improvisation. Mm-hmm. So you will see the artists playing the raga, but also doing their own variations and improvisations, always coming back to the structure of the raga. So people who appreciate jazz will find it very enjoyable.
Especially as they get into the competitive aspect, because within a jugalbandi, it's free improvisation, literally challenging their talent on the spur of the moment.
Absolutely. So it's almost like not a question and answer, but it was like a tit for tat, or, you know, each person tries to play something and the other person tries to respond and perhaps do one better. Mm-hmm. And then the other person responds.
So there's a building excitement throughout
exactly.
the pieces. And I'm excited about this concert because this year Red River Radio gets to come over and actually record this. So
yes, we're looking forward to that. And not only that, it's probably the first, or rather the second concert in the newly renovated LSUS Theater.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So, and how do people go ahead and get tickets for this if they're looking to go to this concert?
Well, there are two ways to do that. One is you can call 318-797-5178 and buy your tickets over the phone, or you could go to www.lsusindiastudies.eventbrite.com. Okay. And use your credit card to buy the tickets. And this information is available on the Red River Radio community events page.
So they can go to our area events page and get
yeah.
that as well. So,
yeah.
Sanjay, again, I want to thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
That was Sanjay Menon, and he's an associate professor of marketing and director of the Indian Studies program at LSUS, talking about Indian Nights 2013, a dinner and a concert, which will take place tomorrow at the University Center on the campus of LSUS. There will be appetizers and cocktails at 5, the concert at 6 p.m., and a full flush dinner at 7:45. Again, more information can be found at 318-797-5179. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.